This is a dictation for Marnivin, Marnivinn, date of service is 3-8-2022, date of birth 3-30-1970. Marnivin is here with a chronic complaint of severe pain in the lower back and upper back, both knees. Patient reports that her lower back pain is around 8 and upper back pain is also 8. The pain in the right knee is 9 and left knee is 10. Overall, the range of pain severity is 7 to 9. She also reports that her knee brace that she received from the DME company was small, and her surgery for the left knee is scheduled due to her granddaughter passed out. And she's undergoing a arthroscopic surgery first before being provided a total knee replacement by Dr. Haki. At this time, patient is quite stable, and her MRIs were reviewed with her. All the questions were answered. All the options were discussed. She has a bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. And along with this, there is a foramen narrowing bilaterally. And the knee has a, right and the left knee have a terrible finding, for which she is already referred to the orthopedic surgeon. The patient reports no major relief in the pains at this time, and ADLs that are affected are general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the neurology and psych, patient reports no symptoms at all, no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance or double vision, or any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the lower back and mid back, and other than that, no other symptom except knee pain, of course, and both knees. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or difficulty in swallowing are reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that her pain level has slightly improved, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are not Percocet, Avitalor, and substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 168 over 110, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 98. Rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 2-1-2022, dictation number 0201-029. The diagnosis are so the same. Plan of care is to continue naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, tizanidine 4 mg at night for help with the muscle relaxation, and lidocaine gel for topical pain relief is provided. Percocet 7.5, 325. Every 12 hours for 30 days are provided, 60 tablets. The plan is to reduce the Percocet to once a day only after her surgery is done. And the patient is quite amenable to advice and very responsible. She already has had 5 epidural injections to the lumbar region and 1 sacroiliac joint injection. 1 more of each is going to be done in the forthcoming time once her surgery is done. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.